an aerial view of a city at night, the lights of the buildings and roads tinkling text, Hallmark Channel presents a large illuminated Ferris wheel next to water. Seattle, Washington. The exterior of a large home at night. Title, Stop the Wedding. A young woman with long dark hair cooks next to an older woman who holds two movies.
All right, Anna, comedy or tragedy?
Comedy. Laughter is always preferable to tears, unless it is tears from laughter, which I also enjoy. If we can hear it, over your new neighbors and their endless mariachi celebration.
I know, it's been nonstop with those people ever since they moved in.
Music is to be enjoyed, not to be audible from outer space. That is so loud,
right? Oh, but even still, I love your weekend visits. I wish that you didn't have to go back so soon.
I know, but my batteries are recharged and I've got to go back to my real life and get my firm off the ground.
Well, I'm proud of you because it's not every day a lawyer chooses integrity over a paycheck.
Oh, well, don't congratulate me yet. I may have to go crawling back to a big firm if I can't get my own off the ground.
Stop it! You are smart and capable and determined, and I take full credit for that because that's the way I raised you!
What?
Oh, that's it. This is ridiculous.
What?
Let's go! I have to meet them sometime.
Okay. Oh. Just be careful. We don't want some Hatfields and McCoys feud with the new neighbors.
Well, I hope not, because the Hatfields killed the McCoys.
It wasn't over mariachi music, so I think we're safe, but just in case, I'm your backup.
You're always looking out for me.
A gray-haired man opens the door.
Oh, my, yes, yes.
The women lock eyes.
Wait, you're our new neighbor? You're Sean Castleberry.
That's what it says on my driver's license. It must be true. Don't believe the date of birth part. I'm really much younger than that.
Could you turn that down, please?
He clicks a remote.
Wireless speakers. So you heard I was in town making a movie and you've come by for a selfie, right?
Not exactly.
No?
We're here to remind you that you have neighbors. There are other people in the world.
Ah, got it. Yes, my music. Please accept my apologies.
The women nod and turn away.
Hey!
They gape and return to the door.
Is that darn music still too loud?
Actually, it was even louder than before.
Well, I've never been into salsa music, but I'm playing a dance instructor in this new movie, and I'm just getting it all in my head now. I love it. How do you like my moves?
Spectacular. Mm-hmm. Best I've ever seen. Now, would you mind keeping it to a dull roar?
I know. You're upset because I haven't come next door to introduce myself. It's just that I'm in Seattle for a very short time.
Much as we'll all miss you when you're gone, might I suggest you invest in a pair of headphones?
They turn heel and leave.
Have a nice night. Nice neighbors. Nice ladies.
They whip their heads back, then look at each other.
Unbelievable!
Who does this think that he is?
They wave their arms and stomp inside their house. San Francisco, California. The red Golden Gate Bridge spans the bay. 1 month later, Anna marches down the street in business attire.
Okay, Aunt Belle, this is my third message in the past 2 days. Where are you? I'm walking into my new office now, so call me there, okay? I left the new number on my last few voicemails. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. Where is she? Look, Mrs. O'Healy, Gloria, I understand this is a very difficult time for you, but I've handled many sensitive divorces, and I'm going to make this as painless as possible. I'm here for you 24/7, okay? I will call you as soon as I speak to his lawyer. All right, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Her secretary arranges flowers.
Is Gloria signing with us?
She is. Poor thing. This is really rough on her. I'm gonna have to do a little hand-holding here.
She could have chosen any firm and she chose you. It's a testament to your reputation.
It's a start.
It's a great start. Wealthy doctor, soon to be ex. She'll keep us afloat for a while.
That's not why we do this, Em. Can you get me the file for the Avery divorce?
You know, Hannah, it's after six. We should go home, because that's what normal people do.
They work and they leave, said work.
It's after six already. I'm calling my aunt again. Your aunt is allowed to have a life unlike the rest of us.
I know that, but she's usually so quick to return my calls. I'm starting to worry. What if something happened?
Nothing has happened. I can't find the Avery file. Who packed these boxes?
You did, when I was home last month.
Well, I'm so fired, I should probably leave.
Anna smiles and dials her phone. Evening time, a cable car rolls up a steep hill. Anna looks through files. She answers the video call from Belle.
Ah, finally! I was so worried.
I am so sorry. I was actually out of town and I forgot to bring my phone with me. I didn't even get your messages until right now.
It's okay, you're forgiven. I'm just so glad you're all right.
Did you go camping?
No, I was at an incredible spa resort.
With the friend?
Really? With a man friend, perhaps?
Yes, he is all that.
Aunt Belle, this is
great news. It's been 2 years since you and Walter broke up. I didn't know you were dating again.
Well, it's actually a bit more than dating.
She shows her ring.
Wait.
I'm engaged.
What? To who?
To whom?
Are you
really correcting my grammar at a time like this?
Anna, there is never a good time for improper grammar.
Okay, well then to whom are you getting married?
Sean Castleberry.
That's great. I really hope it's not on the same day as my wedding to Bradley Cooper.
I'm not joking, honey.
Wait, seriously? A month ago you hated him and now you're marrying this guy? And he's been married so many times. I mean, is he going to send us steak knives
on the 10th wife?
Well, I could certainly use a new set of steak knives, but I'm not sure it works that way.
Hello, Anna.
Mr. Castleberry, you're there. That's really great.
Please, Sean.
And it's not 10 marriages, Anna. It's only 3.
Sometimes in life you have to kiss a few frogs, but that's all behind me now ever since I met this woman I'm so crazy about.
When did this happen?
Well, we've been seeing each other since you left, and I didn't mention it because I wanted to make sure it was real first.
Nothing has ever been more real. I said that line in a soap opera once.
Of course you did. Darling, there's just one more thing. The wedding is going to be in 2 weeks.
Why is the wedding in 2 weeks? That's very soon.
Well, I'm shooting a movie as soon as I finish. I can't wait to start my new life with your wonderful aunt. Or is it aunt?
Tomato.
Oh, this is our first fight. No. We'll get through it, I know.
We will. Honey, I really hope you can get away. I want you to be my maid of honor.
Oh, trust me, I will be there. And I will see you very soon. Bye.
Anna waves both hands and closes her laptop.
Wow.
She sits at her desk blinking. Boston, Massachusetts. A doctor in a long white coat walks the halls of a clinic speaking to a nurse.
Keep a close eye on her blood pressure and notify me of any changes in either direction.
He stops at the front desk.
Jake called.
Well, that's never a good sign hearing from my dad's assistant, is it?
Nope. Do you want me to get him on the line?
Mm-hmm. It's nice to see you again.
Dr. Castleberry talks on the phone in his office.
What?
Jake.
In 2 weeks, they say I do. He never learns. Especially after the last wife did a number on him and his bank account.
Well, you want him to be happy, don't you?
Yeah, of course, Jake. I'm not a monster, but why does he have to marry them every single time?
A hopeless romantic?
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me know.
Again.
Yeah, apparently he rented the house next door to the luckiest gold digger in Seattle while shooting his movie there.
You're going to Seattle, aren't you? What about the conference?
It was an honor just to be asked, right?
A huge honor.
Sure, there's someone else who can do the keynote on breakthroughs in lumbar spinal fusion, right? Oh, I should have known it was too good to be true.
Don't cancel just yet. Deal with your dad and then get a flight to Miami from there. You can still make some of the conference. And the best part of the trip, a few relaxing days on the beach.
He always does this at the worst possible times.
What do you want me to do?
Book me a flight to Seattle ASAP. Thank you.
Anna.
And I will be accessible at any time, so make sure every client has my cell phone number, especially Gloria. And did you reschedule the Foster arbitration?
Done.
And did Aunt Susie call? Is she picking me up?
She's meeting you at the curb. How long will you be gone?
Hopefully a few days, tops. This is not a good time for me to be away, but I will get this nonsense under control And head back.
That word rears its ugly head.
What word? Nonsense?
No, control. You cannot control everything, Anna.
It's not about control, Em. It's about protection. He's a movie star. He dates glamorous Hollywood types. What does he want with a retired art teacher from Seattle?
Maybe it's love.
No, it's not love. I've met him. He's a slick one. That type of charm is dangerous. I've got to figure out what's really going on. I'm not going to let my aunt be another notch in his belt, which I'm sure is Gucci. It's fine. I will work while I'm gone. I have this under control. It's fine. This is family.
Emily sighs. Dr. Castleberry's office.
Boarding pass and itinerary.
Just for the wrong location.
Oh, I haven't given up on that conference just yet.
You know, it's been more than 20 years since my mom died, and he keeps finding these women. You know, sure, they seem great at first. They're beautiful and funny and smart, and then, bam, they hit you right in the wall.
Are you talking about your dad's experience or your own?
Both. But I've learned from my mistakes. He never does. What is it that he's searching for? If only I could figure that out.
Oh, passion? Love? What everybody wants.
A website.
Annabelle Colton, North Seattle High, class of 2002. Cheerleader, captain of the debate team. This has to be her. It's right where he rented the house.
A photo of Anna.
Uh-huh. And this is her today. Annabelle, a.k.a. Belle. Beautiful, young, and probably looking to land a windfall. But she is in for a rude awakening.
Seattle Airport.
I know Gloria, but you have nothing to worry about. I am in constant contact with this lawyer. What can I say?
Oh! I'm gonna have to call you back.
Great. Phone's dead.
Why don't you watch where you're going?
Well, the same could be said for you.
Don't text and walk. Isn't that what people say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed that PSA. It doesn't matter anyway, since you've killed my phone.
I killed your phone? You killed my shirt. My favorite shirt.
That's your favorite shirt? It doesn't even look like a contender for favorite. I think you could do better.
Well, it's much nicer when it's not covered in caramel macchiato.
Yeah, well, so is my blazer. Have we met?
No, I don't think so. I think I'd remember you.
Did you just come in on the flight from Boston?
San Francisco.
He squints at her.
So what are you going to do about my phone?
What are you going to do about my shirt? You going to have it dry cleaned?
You know what? I would, but my ride just got here. Put some club soda on it. Problem solved.
Stick your phone in some rice. Problem solved.
Wish I could say it was a pleasure.
Yeah, it wasn't.
He loads his suitcase into a car's trunk. Anna waves after him, rubbing her stained shirt.
Have a nice day!
Cars drive into Seattle. Dr. Castleberry sits in Jake's car.
Thanks for picking me up, Jake. Since my dad still won't answer any of my calls. What, he has to have you tell me all this big news now? He can't even tell me himself?
Well, maybe he knew you'd try to talk him out of it. Besides, I've gotten very good at dropping bombshells after 2 decades of working for your father. It's on my resume now.
2 wives in the last 5 years, and I'm supposed to, what, just congratulate him?
Belle's different.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she is, Jake. They all are. Yeah, they don't care that he's a movie star. No. No, they would love him just the same if he were a bank teller. Please, I've heard it all before.
Well, just try to reserve judgment until after you've met her, will you? I think she's going to surprise you.
He smirks.
Yeah, I think not.
I can't believe you're being so blasé about all this.
Well, it's her time, Anna. A bit later than most people, but everybody deserves to find their great love. And sometimes you just need to let people make their own mistakes. Because they don't listen to you anyway when they are so sure that they are ready to tie the knot.
I can't believe you're going to throw the biggest mistake of my life in my face at a time like this. I was 19. I was young and stupid. And I have been very careful about my decisions ever since. What's Belle's excuse?
She doesn't need one. Sean's the best. We all adore him.
What about his history, Aunt Susie?
No, that's the tabloid, Sean. Trust me, you get to know him, he's completely different. Plus, he's introducing me to George Clooney at the wedding.
I just, I'm just glad Dad's not here to see all this. I mean, he was so protective of you and Aunt Belle. What would he say about his sister marrying a virtual stranger?
I'm not certain. But I think he'd say, you go, girl.
Anna rolls her eyes and smiles. She and Susie walk into Belle's house.
Aunt Belle? She knew I was coming home today.
Well, it looks like she had other plans.
Salsa? I hope she's talking about chips and dip. She hates dancing. He has pulled her to the dark side, Aunt Susie.
I have to go and open the shop, so I can't wait with you. But try to keep an open mind. I'm telling you, my sister is a new woman.
Salsa?
Anna speaks on the phone.
Our best leverage is the fact that you helped put your husband through medical school. California is a community property, so you have absolutely nothing to worry about here. Okay, we will talk later.
She hangs up and opens the front door. Dr. Castleberry, who bumped into her at the airport, is there. His face tightens when he sees her.
What? How on earth did you find me here? Is this about your phone?
You, looked very different out of context. That's why I couldn't place you. I see you've changed. It's much, much better. This should really be your favorite. Clay
Castleberry.
Sean's son. That figures.
And you're Annabelle Colton.
Your father isn't here.
Actually, I didn't come here to see my father. I came here to see you.
Oh, great. Just let yourself in.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to marry my father, I thought we might as well get acquainted. Alone. Right, Bill?
She stares.
Of course.
So, how much?
Excuse me?
Look, I'm sure you're a perfectly nice person, Annabelle, but everyone has a price.
What are you talking about?
Look, let's just save my father another long and painful divorce. How much is it going to take to call off the engagement?
She suppresses a smile.
Wow, that is quite an offer, Clay. You know, I really, truly don't know. I'm going to have to do some math here. Figure out a good price.
Belle and Sean enter.
Anna!
Clay, you're here. You're looking well.
Hi, Dad.
Good to see you. Looking good. I see you've met Belle's niece, Anna.
Clay purses his lips.
So lovely to see you again. And this, of course, the love of my life, Ms. Belle Colton.
Belle and Annabelle.
Yes, her father was my big brother, and we were very close. So Anna was named after me.
Very close. She raised me. I would do anything for her.
It is so nice to meet you, Clay. Your father raves about you.
I also rave about anchovies. Don't let it go to your head.
You guys seem like you are a lot alike. We were just getting acquainted when you walked in. He's special.
Well, it's a nice day. Why don't we all go next door to my place? We'll fire up the barbecue. Give us a chance to get to know each other better.
Sounds good.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I'll get some food together and we'll meet you next door.
Okay.
See you later, Clay.
Yep.
Commercial I did for the
Fat Free
Grill.
How can I forget?
Anna slices tomatoes.
I picked up some burgers yesterday.
You know, Anna, you are going to adore Sean once you get to know him.
Everyone does.
You didn't at first. How can you possibly know him in 1 month?
I know everything I need to know. Come on, I'll tell you one thing. She's got the kindest heart I've ever met. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of your mother.
Look, I'm sure she's very nice, and I get that you like her. But why rush things?
Like we said before on the phone, Sean's movie finishes in a few days, and we just can't wait to start our life together.
Are you sure you don't want to think this through a little more? I mean, I would just hate to see you get hurt.
Sean would never hurt me.
Sean and Clay prep snacks.
I would never hurt her.
I'm worried about you. Remember what happened with...
That name that can't be said.
Okay, well, you were so sure about...
Yeah.
Her. And look what happened. She destroyed you. I just don't want to see that happen to you again.
I appreciate that. Thank you. But this time, slam dunk. Right here.
Belle and Anna enter.
Hello.
Hi. Can I take something?
Sure.
Great. Why didn't you tell me who you were?
Oh, I didn't really have time. You were so busy negotiating your bribe.
It wasn't a bribe. It was an offer.
I don't know what circles you run in, Clay, but my aunt cannot be bought.
They're not my circles, they're my father's.
Well, I'm not going to allow your father and his very obvious midlife crisis to take advantage of my aunt.
Him take advantage of her? That's not normally the case where the Castleberries are concerned.
My aunt could care less about any of that celebrity stuff.
Look, I'm sure she's a very wonderful person, and I imagine they think that this is true love.
It's not. It's adrenaline disguised as love. I'm a divorce lawyer. I've seen this a million times. Hi.
Hello, I'm Jake.
This is Anna.
I'm Anna.
It's nice to meet you, Anna. Will you both be joining us?
Yes, very soon.
They need to put on the brakes.
Get to know each other, see if they fit into each other's lives. Then, a few months down the road...
If they're still together,
see what happens.
They can't get married in 2 weeks. It's an absolute recipe for disaster.
so we stop the wedding.
We have no choice.
Anna and Clay step away from the barbecue.
So, counselor, what's the plan?
I'm supposed to come up with the plan?
Well, you seem like the sort of person who always has a plan.
I've never been in this position before. You, however, have. What do you think?
Oh, you kind of squashed it this morning.
That was your plan? That wasn't a plan. That was an act of desperation.
Pardon me for my lack of experience here, but I didn't step in early enough last time, and I'm not okay with the repeat performance. Gail, his former wife, was a demonic human being. Though to call her a human is an insult to humans everywhere, trust me.
Well, I can assure you, my aunt is nothing like that.
I get it. She's a dream. But it still doesn't dismiss the fact that this is insane. And then I did my surgical residency in Boston. And I never left.
Oh, how fascinating.
Clay, how do you take your burgers?
Medium, please.
Look, we need to figure this out soon because I left a very important new client behind and I need to get back.
Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to be in Miami on Friday doing my first keynote to a conference of prominent orthopedists. Yeah. We're all sacrificing something here.
Look at them. They look like teenagers.
I'm going to take this.
Okay. I think some, you know, premarital appetizers are okay, but, yeah.
You know what this is? It's a vacation romance.
Yeah, well, vacations always end.
You know that, and I know that. We just need to get them to see that this is not real life.
So I'm up for the role of a lifetime. This is about 30 years ago. It's James Bond between Roger Moore and Timothy Dalton. And they're seeing everybody in town, but I'm the only non-Brit. So I figure I got to work on this accent. I hire a dialect coach, the best guy in town. I'm pumped. We're ready. I've been working on this. It's the money shot, audition day. I'm there. The director says, action. Bond, James Bond.
Jake mouths the lines.
He says, cut. Please, cut. Oh. I think it serves them right for not casting me, that whole franchise just tanked after that.
He has such great stories. I could just listen for hours.
And he can certainly talk for hours.
So how did you get together?
Oh, I tried to have him arrested.
I warned him about the music.
Oh, yes.
And I had this clever ruse to get her to come back over.
When the police arrived, they posed for selfies.
She finally gave me a chance to apologize and let me take her to dinner.
Just like a fairy tale.
And you two find that your lives are complementary? I mean, you're from very different worlds.
True. I like salty. He likes sweet.
She's an early riser. I'm a night owl.
I'm farm to table and he's more room service to bed.
Now, that you could learn to love. Give it a chance. I think that if people work at it and they're meant to be, they can make it all happen.
We just want to settle down, buy a ranch, grow our own vegetables, and own a few horses.
It's like I told you when I retired last year, that was always my dream. I just never thought it would actually happen.
Okay, hold on. Buy a ranch? Dad, you loathe getting dirty.
Yes, but the offers that I get these days are not all that inspiring. I think maybe it's time to hang up the Hollywood hat and try something a little simpler.
I am determined to get some dirt under your father's perfectly manicured fingernails.
Not too much, not too much.
Have you tried being the outdoorsy type yet?
Without a stunt double?
That's a good one.
I have not, but I do think that I can accomplish anything with Belle by my side.
Anna and Clay go downstairs.
Sure, my dad wants to hang up his hat and become Grizzly Adams when the offers aren't coming in, but that's just in theory, not practice.
Wait till Belle takes him out on the hiking trails. It's like her sanctuary. She's all business out there. Have you seen her paintings?
No, I haven't, but that sounds like torture to my father. He likes spas and air conditioning and indoor plumbing.
He'll hate her life.
Clay racks pool balls.
Well, maybe we should let him see. He thinks he'll love it.
We could be wrong.
After all, the great outdoors are beautiful.
Not to mention invigorating.
Fresh air filling your lungs.
All those adorable little creatures. So, we're going hiking tomorrow?
What an excellent idea. I'm so glad you thought of it.
Your break.
Anna aims the pool cue.
Not bad.
Sean talks on the phone.
I want that part. Come on, go get it. I mean, you know I'm perfect for it. It reads like it was written for me. Yes, this is my real hair. Just go get it.
Hey, where are your hiking boots, Sean?
Oh, right here, fresh off the rack. Clay has the rest of your survival gear.
Always looking out for him.
Well, somebody has to. Lucky me.
Well, I guess it's a perfect day to be hiking.
It's also a perfect day to be employed. Please, try not to kill him.
No. I'm taking him up to my favorite place in the whole world.
Oh, this will be so great.
Yeah, remember the don't kill him part, huh?
Yes, sweetheart.
Beach.
Isn't it incredible out here?
Incredible is not the word that comes to mind. Can we stop at the Sherpa station and get some help?
It's a killer view up here, Dad.
Don't say killer at a time like this.
They hike up a rocky sea hill.
Breathe in that air.
Crisp, clear, fresh.
Imagine this every single day of your life.
It's like living in a dream.
You're endangering my life here.
Sean struggles.
He's very dramatic.
He's always very dramatic, Belle. That's what he's good at.
I don't like heights. I don't like being this tall. Where's the tram? My kingdom for a funicular.
You're doing great, sweetheart.
Clay and Anna hike on.
This is going so well, maybe I'll make that conference after all.
Are those seagulls or vultures?
Careful, love.
I want to go home.
You hear that? Sound of trouble in paradise.
Sean slides down.
This is more my style. There.
Oh.
All right, that's off my bucket list. Thank you.
So, counselor, why divorce?
It's a difficult time for people, and I help them navigate it.
Yeah. I don't know. The demise of someone's relationship, it just seems so depressing. See, I prefer putting people back together.
Well, maybe by breaking them apart, I am putting them back together, just individually. I mean, you can be alive and yet so miserable that you're not really living. People are always chasing a feeling. Love puts you on top of the world, and then there's that inevitable crash, and boom, you're right back where you started.
See, and I found it's not so much love as it is convenience or opportunity.
How many times do I have to tell you my aunt is not like that?
Probably a few more. So we need to stop this now before they move to L.A.
What do you mean?
Yeah, my dad told me that they're going to sell Belle's house and buy a ranch in Malibu. His movie wraps tomorrow. All that's left is them packing up everything and then going to live happily ever after.
I figured she might go back with him, but it never occurred to me that she would sell our house.
Wait, Belle's house is your house?
My mom died when I was 3, so Belle moved in with us.
Well, that was pretty selfless of her.
She gave up so much for me, which is why I have to protect her now, but that was our home.
Well, at least you had a home. When your father's an actor, home is a series of random hotel rooms.
What about your mom?
He looks down.
She died when I was 12. Yeah. I don't think he ever got over it.
For that, and I'll wait to see the picture.
Anna nods.
Home for me has become the operating room. In the operating room, I always know what to do. In complete control.
People talk about being in control like it's some character flaw.
Right? As if being reckless makes life somehow more worthwhile. But I don't think that we have anything to worry about her moving away. Look at him.
How you making out there, Dad?
I fear I am near death. May history remember me kindly.
Well, you better hope another actor that's more famous than you doesn't die on the same day, because he'll take top billing.
A fate worse than death.
Come on, you guys. The tide's low. I want to show you something.
Oh, good. There's more.
All right, come here. I'll pull you.
They trot on the beach.
Come on,
Dad. You got this.
Clay drags Sean along.
Paramedic. Come on, old man.
Oh, this is fun. Pool table.
There you go. Break them up.
Bell seemed so at ease on the trail today. But, no offense intended, you have a very limited outdoor skill set.
Yeah, you know, that's a long time for an actor to be outside with no hair and makeup. I liked it, so I think I'll get better at it.
You do, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think the two of you couldn't be any more different.
Well, you probably heard that opposites attract. Wouldn't be a bad idea for you to find somebody who expands your horizons. Hmm. What about dating? What was that last girl's name?
Vivian. And no, I'm not dating. A lot of opportunists out there, Dad. Guys like you and I, we have to be careful.
Really? It's kind of a cynical overview, I think. Why do you always think that people have a hidden agenda?
Because they usually do.
Oh.
You, of all people, should understand that. Nice shot.
It would be a shame if a couple of unfortunate romantic experiences were to set you back. I do believe that there are some great opportunities out there when you just keep your mind open to it.
Open. You know, speaking of open, I noticed you don't open your mail anymore. Why not?
That's what we have Jake for. You know, I come into town, we get all kinds of nice opportunities, invitations, red carpet, black tie.
How does Belle feel about all those fancy shindigs of yours?
I don't know, we haven't done one.
What? Dad, that's a huge part of your life. You need to let her in and see everything. I'll tell you what, why don't we pick an event out of that pile there and you take her for a night out?
I like that idea. Take your best shot. See what you find.
Clay picks up a letter.
Perfect. Opera Guild.
Opera, perfect. Fancy, elegant, that's my girl.
Sure, Belle will have an incredible time.
I'll get Jake to RSVP. And, thank you. Thank you, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Good soundly son-to-father advice. How is it that you have managed to stay single all this time?
Oh, you know what, Dad, that's okay. You fall in love enough for the both of us. Don't you?
Yeah.
And all that whining and complaining. He was like a big baby in hiking boots.
Next time will be better. And besides, I never should have taken him up to Wilkes Point, but he admired the painting so much. Good thing I'm not looking for a hiking buddy.
Well, I'm sure there are plenty of beginner trails to hit in Malibu when you sell the house.
I was going to tell you. I just wanted to ease you into it, honey. I know the wedding balm was a lot.
So you're just gonna sell the house and move to the land of sweaty yoga and juice cleanses?
Unless you want to live here, honey. Your father left the house to both of us.
I can't move back here. I mean, my business is in San Francisco.
Yes, I understand all that, but you can't be all business all the time, sweetheart. You need to enjoy your life.
I enjoy my life.
Do you? What do you do for fun?
My work is fun.
What about dating?
I don't have time for that right now. I just went out on my own. I started my own firm. It's about priorities. What?
I wish you would make passion a priority. After all these years, I finally have. And I've never been happier.
Belle turns to her landscape painting. Anna sips coffee and leans on the door frame. Nighttime. Anna creeps out of Belle's house and Clay out of Sean's. He peeks around a column and Anna steps through the bushes. They meet in the shrubbery.
Wait, like together?
Yeah.
Like a date?
No,
Because I've been asked on dates before, and it kind of sounds like you're asking me out.
I'm not. I'm asking you on a plan.
Disguised as a date, so technically it is a date.
What about your talk? Isn't that on Friday?
Oh, I already told him to replace me in the keynote. Maybe I can make it later in the conference.
Good.
Since, you know, you're not working fast enough on the task at hand.
What? I'm not working fast enough? I'm doing everything I can here. All while trying to appease a client who's getting increasingly more frustrated every minute that I'm gone.
So sensitive, Anna. I was only kidding.
I knew that. What is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. So, Friday night.
It's a date.
It's a plan.
It's a date with a plan.
It's a plan with a date.
Still a date.
I guess I need to go get a dress.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Good night.
They creep back to their respective houses and go inside. Susie helps a client in a clothing store.
Thank you. Come again.
Anna comes out of a fitting room in a sleeveless red gown.
Oh, now that could work. I want you to be the Annabelle of the ball.
Cute. Very cute, but I'm just going to be there for Belle. Clay says she'll probably be ignored the whole time.
Tell me about Clay. Belle said he's the whole package.
He sure seems to think so.
Well, listen to you. You're going to this fancy event with a handsome surgeon, and you're acting like you didn't even notice him.
Oh, please. Clay is not...
Charming, successful, gorgeous.
He's a little too sure of himself.
And that's a bad thing?
That kind of charm is a defense mechanism. I've seen it in 1,000 depositions.
So he needs a little time to let people in. Congratulations, that makes him human. You do it too.
I do not.
I'm just saying, let Belle be. She can handle whatever happens. You need to let go and enjoy your date.
It's not a date.
Susie helps another customer.
Hello, can I help you?
It's a plan.
Anna, the car is here.
Sean and Belle arm in arm.
Am I underdressed for you?
Hello, Clay.
You look beautiful.
The men wear tuxedos and the Belle wears a flowing gown. Clay looks upstairs as Anna descends in a halter neck red gown with a sparkling necklace.
Wow. You look.
You too.
Okay, let's do this.
He offers her his arm and they follow the older couple outside. Guests in gowns and tuxes enter the butterfly gala on the red carpet. Paparazzi cameras flash.
What do I say if they ask me any questions?
Well, you just be yourself. They're gonna love you. Hello. Just remember when they're taking all these pictures, keep your eyes above the flash bulb, otherwise you'll be blind all night.
Should we just...
Okay, we'll meet you inside. Good luck.
Okay.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Anna and Clay step aside.
This is a zoo.
This is his life. Now you know why I live in Boston.
Hi, excuse me.
Yes, hello.
Can we get you to step back there so we can get Sean alone?
Oh, darling.
See you in a minute. Hello.
Hello.
You met Corinne, my lovely co-star.
Yes, they just pushed her aside.
All the time.
And she's actually shared with me that the word on the street is you're lobbying for the part of Finley Charles in the latest superhero franchise.
Oh.
Care to comment?
I don't know what street that is, but oh, wait, I'll answer the phone. But that's a great role, and that would be exciting, wouldn't it? By the way, you have almost met my beautiful fiance. This is the lovely Belle Colton.
Fiance? Oh my goodness, come here! Oh. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. We had no idea.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've known a plan with a beautiful woman.
Really? How long?
Well, I was engaged just over a year ago.
What happened, if you don't mind my asking?
No, it's fine. Some women just want to marry a doctor, and they don't care what name comes in front of the letters MD, as long as it's part of the signature. It doesn't hurt if his dad's a movie star either.
Oh, that sounds like a gem.
That's not the word that I would use. What about you?
I left my old firm because they were all about the bottom line. They were fleecing clients, and I just couldn't do that. So I started my own practice, and it's a lot, building a business from the ground up. So that's my focus right now.
My father always accuses me of hiding in my work. Apparently, to him, if you're not falling in love every 6 months, you're not really living.
My aunts say the same thing to me. Why aren't you dating? Get on one of those websites. What happened to the chef?
What did happen to the chef?
His one and only redeeming quality was his souffle.
Mm, I love him, you too.
Aw, shucks. Should have married him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gail Aghest stands on the dance floor. Sean twirls Belle. Anna and Clay observe from the sidelines with champagne flutes.
What do you think he's saying?
Yes, we've learned so much. Now I get to do my favorite part.
Shall we go find out?
Okay.
Anna points to the dance floor and smiles.
I'm sorry if I step on your toes. I'm a surgeon. I'm really good with my hands, terrible with my feet.
You can't be that bad.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, look who's here.
Dad?
Ah, there's the second loveliest couple in the room.
Anna and Clay dance next to Belle and Sean.
Yep. That's my toe.
They sway together.
I don't doubt they like each other, but how can anyone be so sure of a connection so fast?
6 days. That's when my father said he knew.
Anna and Clay share a long look.
6 days? That's crazy.
How could someone be so sure so soon, right?
She nods slightly. She puts her arm around Clay and presses her cheek to his. Sean's movie co-star, a young woman in a glittering gown, taps his shoulder and steps into dance with him.
I predict we'll be interrupted. Fine, right, thank you. And you must be...
Where did my aunt go?
Sean, quick one of the two of you.
There.
Great, thank you.
I should go look for her. I'll be right back.
Anna finds Belle in the ladies' room fixing her hair.
Hey, there you are. I can't believe you got pushed aside for Corinne Sellers. I don't even think she's that great of an actress.
No, she's not.
But it comes with the territory, so thank goodness Sean's ready to get out of the business.
Are you sure about that?
Why, are you looking for problems where none exist?
Not looking for problems. I feel like he wants a life with you, but what happens if Hollywood comes calling again?
Don't you want me to be happy?
Of course I do. How could you ask me that? I just want to make sure that you know what you're getting into.
What I'm getting into? Is that why we're here tonight?
Anna blanks.
We thought that something was potentially happening with you and Clay. But you came here to pit Sean and me against each other? To exaggerate our differences? Is
no.
It?
It's not as sinister as you're making it sound.
I'm not your client, Anna. I don't need your counsel. And I know what I'm doing.
It's just this is a bell that can't be unrung. Your wedding becomes national news.
Then so be it. If this is a mistake, and I don't think it is, then it's my mistake to make, not yours. You need to stop hiding in other people's lives, Anna. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. That's whose life you need to focus on. Give it a try.
Aunt Belle.
Belle storms out. Anna closes her eyes, then looks at the mirror. Anna comes back to the dance floor and looks around open-mouthed. Not seeing who she seeks, she rushes outside. Clay runs out after her.
There you are.
Hey, have you seen my aunt?
My dad went looking for her about 10 minutes ago.
I didn't see either of them inside.
Excuse me, have you seen Sean Castleberry by chance?
He and a lady just left in his limo.
They ditched us.
Could you call us a taxi, please?
She's angrier than I thought.
They look at each other, lips pursed. They enter Belle's house.
Aunt Belle? Aunt Belle, are you here?
Huh?
Are they here?
They're not at my dad's place.
Where could they have gone?
A letter.
Oh, no. I think I know.
If you're not with us, you're against us, so we have no choice but to get married without you. They're eloping?
On phone calls.
All right, Jake, keep looking and we'll come check out his computer as soon as we can. Thanks.
I know, Aunt Susie, and we are trying to find them and bring them back here so they can get married with all of us together. Yes, I know. It is very important that you meet George Clooney. Okay, I'll keep you posted.
Do you know her password?
I do.
Anna sits at Belle's laptop. She hovers the mouse over a heart-shaped icon that says, Love.
What's this?
A video plays. Jake and Sean.
Feels just like prom night.
Jake, the lady says she has 2 left feet, so make sure you catch both of them on video.
Belle.
Well, we can't all be as suave as Sean Castleberry.
No, well, that's a full-time job. Shall we?
Oh, yes.
They dance.
Forward, forward, forward. Forward, forward, forward. Forward, forward, forward. Forward, forward, forward.
I never thought that you would be the one to hold my heart.
Anna and Clay grin.
But you came around, then you knocked me off the ground from the start.
She could have had this years ago, and she didn't, because she made a choice to raise me. And here's her chance, and I'm trying to take this away from her.
No, your intentions were good.
I was trying to control the situation, which is what I do. And now she's getting married, and I'm not going to be there. This is not the way it's supposed to be.
Clay sighs.
We'll find them, okay? And we'll make it right. Come on, let's go. See if we can find any clues at my dad's house.
Just give me a minute.
Sure.
Anna smiles warmly at the dancing video. She closes the laptop and leaves. Clay types on Sean's computer.
Maybe he did a search for chapels or a justice of the peace. We should check his internet.
Allow me. I am very well acquainted with how to do a detailed review of a browser history. Divorce lawyer, these things come in very handy when things get contentious. Clay, this is a mess. Although my aunt should understand where I was coming from and trying to stop her, she did the exact same thing to me.
What? You were married?
Anna nods.
I was 19. I was young and thought it was true love, and then when he left after 6 weeks, well, you can't just pretend like that never happened. Everyone tried to talk me out of it, but I was so sure of him.
Then you look back on it, and you can't help but wonder, what red flags did I miss? They're always so visible in hindsight.
Your ex-fiance?
You feel so stupid for not seeing what everyone else did.
Yeah. Clay, I get that. But for Sean and Belle, maybe this is the real thing. Who are we to say?
Jake.
I went over your father's accounts. His credit card was just used at the Millennia Hotel.
Well, viva Las Vegas.
My work here's done. I'm just gonna go back to bed.
Vegas?
Clay talks on the phone with a suitcase in hand.
Sorry to wake you. You have the flights pulled up yet?
No, it's fine. I was wide awake. Are you sure you want to chase your father all the way to Nevada? You know he does what he wants.
I know, but we need to make sure they do this right. If they're going there to get married, then we need to be by their sides. Call Dr. Morgan and let him know I won't make the conference at all.
Okay.
Sorry to call so early, Em. And I know I said I'd be home by now, but I need you to handle it if she calls. Patch her through to my cell no matter what time of day.
Okay.
Okay, the next flight leaves in 3 hours.
But it's only business class, and it's not cheap.
Fine, book us 2 seats.
Do you want me to charge her ticket to her credit card?
No, just put them both on mine.
I will book it, and then I will get back to you
with all the details.
Okay, I will call you as soon as I land. You too. Who needs sleep? We're going to Vegas.
All right.
Anna and Clay stride out the door. An aerial view of Las Vegas illuminated at dawn. The flashing lights of the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. People sit at casino tables. A dealer shuffles cards and people stacks chips. Anna and Clay speak to a front desk concierge.
I'm sorry, but we don't have 2 rooms. I do, however, have 2 suites on the same floor for a substantially higher nightly rate.
Of course you do. Yeah, we'll take the suites.
How much substantially higher?
I'm building a new business now.
Hey, it's okay. I've got you. You can pay me back later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you tell me if Sean Castleberry has checked in yet?
I'm really not at liberty to say.
I'm his son. Look, check my ID. We have the same last name.
I'm still really not at liberty to say.
I need to find my father. It's very important, and his phone isn't working. I need to get him his medication.
Medication.
And yet our rules remain unchanged.
Can you please help us out here? We've been up all night.
We're exhausted.
I can tell you that the bridge over the lobby is the best place for people watching.
Thank you. Can you have someone take our bags to the rooms, please?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're talking this bridge, right?
Yeah,
up here?
Yeah, bridge right
okay,
there.
Thank you.
The concierge sticks a cash tip in his jacket and smiles. Anna and Clay rush to a bridge walkway that overlooks the casino floor, filled with slot machines and mingling guests. Anna scans the crowd. Clay runs up an escalator to join her.
I tried to call his room from the house phone, but he didn't use any of his usual aliases.
Yeah, I just did a search on my phone. There's over 100 wedding chapels in this town. How are we supposed to find them? I just wish we had, like, a GPS tracking device.
Well, not GPS, but the next best thing.
What?
I can't believe I didn't think of this sooner. Twitter. People love to post celebrity sightings there. No, not this one, not this one, no. Here, going in to pick up my watch and see Sean Castleberry and his fiancée buying wedding rings at Galleria Jewelers. Hashtag wife number 4.
11 minutes ago.
Let's go.
They run across the bridge and down the escalator. A crowd of people shove and clamor outside of a jewelry store. Anna and Clay push through. A security guard stops them.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
No looky-loos.
Very high-profile client inside.
Oh, we don't care about that. We're actually just here to pick up our wedding rings.
That's right. I'm the luckiest man in the world. This beautiful woman said yes to me.
You're picking up. Can I see a receipt?
Oh, shoot. We forgot our receipts. But, I hope that's not a problem because we're getting married tonight.
And you're waiting until now to get your wedding rings?
Oh, no, of course not. No, we came by yesterday to pick up, but the sizes, they were all wrong.
And the sizes were wrong. And so they told us to come back today by noon, and they promised us they would be ready.
Sorry, I can't let you in without a receipt.
How long is this gonna take?
I can't say for sure.
Oh, no! Oh! We don't have a lot of time. I mean, I've got to go to the hair salon and get my hair done and my makeup, and you've got to get your tux, and this is all your fault. I mean, not you, personally. You actually seem like a very nice man, but your employer could be responsible for ruining the happiest day of my life.
Sweetheart, hey, look at me. We will make something happen, even if it's a twisty tie, okay? I will put something on that finger tonight, I promise you.
All right, listen. You're picking up, okay? When you get inside, you talk to Alexis. Tell her I said
thank you. Thank you! Oh, thank you so much!
She hugs the guard, who lets them in.
Thank you. You saved me there.
You're good.
Hey, I grew up in Hollywood.
Hi! Sorry about the commotion. We don't get celebrities in here too often. Sean Castleberry and his latest fiancée were just in here.
Sean Castleberry?
Can I see your receipt?
The movie star? Oh my god,
I'm the biggest fan.
Yeah, she is. See?
They just went out that back door with too many photographers. They wanted a little privacy.
Can we see this necklace here?
Yeah.
They shove past the woman and out the back door, snatching a pamphlet for chapels.
Go, go, go.
They sprint out the back gate.
Which way? You paparazzi should be ashamed of yourselves.
Great, another dead end.
Not necessarily. They had this on the counter. It's a list of the preferred wedding chapels.
Well, that narrows it down, at least.
This one's a block off Main Street.
Okay, that's this way.
They turn and run down the sidewalk. Lights flash in a multicolored heart shape. Light up signs framed by palm trees read, Wedding Chapel. The Little White Chapel. They enter one.
Oh, I really hope this is the one.
Yeah, me too.
They slow to a stroll.
Hi.
Hi.
How much is it for the gold package?
Oh, that one is top of the line. Yeah. People love it. My dad doesn't marry you, Elvis does.
That sounds so romantic. Tell me, has anyone famous ever been married here? Because I really want to get married in the same place as, like, Britney Spears.
Actually, my dad's marrying some famous dude in there right now. He's super old, so I don't know him, but my mom recognized him right away.
They burst in.
Stop the wedding!
Strangers.
Wrong wedding.
So sorry.
Carry on.
Really, congratulations! You look so beautiful!
They sheepishly close the doors.
I'm pretty sure that was the host from Guess Which
Door. That was not your father.
No.
Hey, did you tie the knot?
Oh, no.
You did
it? We're
no,
we're not.
We were just checking the place out.
Oh, it was a good place. Did right by me 60 years ago. Today, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Well, happy anniversary.
We're redoing our vows in a few minutes and same place, same time. She's even wearing the same dress.
How did you do it? I mean, how did you make it 60 years?
Well, you know, respect and a whole lot of luck. See, I was in the military and I was about to go ship overseas. And I saw this girl across this room and it was like she was, well, she took my breath away. My Lydia. So I knew right there and then I was going to marry her. So it took a few days. Walked it on down and brought her here, and we did it before I went away.
After a few days.
My dear, when it's right, a few days is all it takes.
She's ready for you.
Oh, you're not allowed to see the bride before you get married.
Of course not. Congratulations
again.
Thank
you.
They shake the man's hand.
Ah.
Come on in.
Come on. It's getting late. There's a lot of chapels left on this list.
Clay takes Anna's hand and they stride out of the chapel. Nighttime, driving past a glowing Eiffel Tower, Clay and Anna pace a bustling casino floor.
Well, I checked every chapel on the list and no sign of them. I guess they must be married by now.
So that's that.
Yeah, that's that.
And this was probably the happiest day of her life, and I should have been by her side, and I wasn't, because I couldn't put my own stuff aside.
Yeah, I hear you there. I guess we should get the next flight out, huh?
Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe the man at the chapel is right. A few days is all it takes. He could have just gone on his deployment. But he dove in, and look at them. 60 years.
He also said there's a certain amount of luck involved. Maybe we just haven't been that lucky yet.
Did you just say luck?
Yeah, I said luck.
She picks up a chip from the ground.
Maybe ours is changing.
Clay and Bell.
Ah, somebody's on a hot streak up here.
Okay.
Go, 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 go.
Anna rolls the dice. She pumps her fists in the air.
All right, dice. Give me another 8. Mama needs a new pair of glasses.
Glasses?
I have plenty of shoes. I need sunglasses.
She kisses her fists and throws the dice.
Good night.
Aw, despite not finding them, it was nice to just roll the dice and take our chances, pun intended.
I like Anna who throws caution to the wind and dives in. She's a blast.
I like Lucky Clay. He's fun and free and never rolls a 7, not once.
Well, that was a fluke. Had to.
They push the elevator button and share a long glance. They step onto the elevator and meet each other's gaze again.
Letting go is good, Anna.
They kiss tenderly. She puts her arms around his neck. The elevator doors open and people see them. They cringe and exit to the hotel floor.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
They face each other at the door to a room.
Good night, Anna.
Good night, Clay.
They grin and go into their separate suites. On the phone.
Look, Gloria, I know, but we have to play hardball. No, we're not trying to take him for all he's got. We're trying to get you what you deserve. Okay, I'll send this email right away, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Renee. Yeah, we'll print our boarding passes at the airport.
You want me to put it on your card again?
Don't worry, Renee. She'll pay me back.
Clay, I didn't say anything. You did. I just need you to tell me what you want me to do.
Just use my card for both, okay? She doesn't have her checkbook with her.
Clay, why are you being so defensive? I wasn't implying anything.
I'm not. I'm just... Email me the itinerary, okay? Great.
Hi.
Hi.
I ordered pancakes and eggs since we need to leave for the airport in 20 minutes.
Sounds great. Thanks.
They smile.
So?
Oh, opposing counsel. I need to take this, but I will meet you at checkout?
Yeah, sure.
Desmond, hey, tell me you've talked some sense into your client.
No, he needs to man up and support her financially. It's his responsibility. Are you serious? So what if she chose not to work when his practice took off? This doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm just calling up here and get you checked out. Oh, here you are, Mr. Silveri. And I do hope the suites were to your satisfaction. Well, doesn't look like there's any incidentals, nothing from the spa. Hope you enjoyed your stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I see you found your father. Glad you were able to get him his medication.
Excuse me?
Aunt Belle!
Anna?
Oh my goodness! We have been calling and looking for you everywhere.
Look who's here. Dad.
Clay shakes Sean's hand.
Where's your wedding ring?
I believe it's in a box in Sean's suitcase.
Belle didn't want to go through with it. She wanted you and Susie and her family to be at her side. I wanted my son with me.
Oh my goodness, that's why we're here.
Really? Because I haven't listened to any of your messages. I didn't need any more bad news from Dougie Downer again.
Okay, that's fair. But look, if you guys are 100% certain about this marriage, then I'm behind it.
I feel the same way. I could not live with myself if I missed the happiest day of your life.
Oh.
Well, that's what we've been waiting to hear all along.
Then let's go home and do this right.
All right.
Okay, we have a wedding to plan.
They hug. Seattle under a cloudy sky. Aunt Susie works in the clothing shop. Anna and Belle come in.
We need to be quick. We have the food tasting in an hour.
Do you want me and Susie in the same dress since we're both your bridesmaids?
Oh, please. I would never put you in any matchy-matchy poof taffeta dress.
Ooh, what about this? Why do you even have that?
It was a special request for a regular client. She wanted a mini. And don't judge. Her wedding was canceled. Somebody will buy it.
It's just not going to be us, right?
No. You seem different. More fun, Anna.
What? No, I just, you know, maybe I'm happy because Aunt Belle is happy.
Oh, please. No one's buying that. What is going on with you and Dr. Clay?
Well, let's see. For starters, he lives in Boston and I live in San Francisco.
Logistics can always be worked out.
You like him.
He did show me a different side once he opened up.
Hmm. I seem to recall saying the exact same thing about Sean. And what did you say?
Something about taking things slow.
And now?
I stand a little bit corrected.
Look at that. You've only known Clay a few days, and maybe that's all it takes.
Anna grins and shakes her head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She likes him.
She likes him.
She does.
Clay saunters into Sean's house.
You ready for tomorrow?
Mentally, yes. As for what I'm wearing, that's still up in the air.
Not anymore. I have your shirt. Also, some food for you to grill tonight.
You're a lifesaver, Jake.
He'd die without you. You know that, right?
I know that.
I am happy for you, you know. Despite evidence to the contrary.
Yeah, I believe you. I know that. Clay, I know I've made some mistakes. I wasn't always the most attentive father, was I?
You did the best you could, Dad. I know it was hard for you after Mom died. I mean, let's face it, she took care of both of us, didn't she?
Yeah. She used to say she had two children, you and me. We all have to grow up sooner or later.
Right. Some of us just a little later than others.
Well, that would be me.
They toast and sip beers. The women organize a seating plan.
I'm putting Mr. Lewis at the kids' table. I think it's happening. That's what I'm doing.
What do we do later? Well,
I give you this.
Does that work?
Who replies the day before a wedding? I have no idea where I'm going to put all these people because the chart is done.
Yeah, but we still have to find room for Sean's cousins.
Separate them. You'll thank me later.
Yes, Sean told me about that.
Are you doing okay? I know you had to cancel your conference.
Well, my talk has come and gone, but I'm still going to Miami for 4 days.
Alone or with a friend?
Alone.
Well, that doesn't seem like very much fun.
Look, I just don't want to get blindsided again, you know, like with Vivian. I never saw that coming.
I know that was hard on you, Clay, but it's important that you try not to look for a Vivian in someone named Anna. I think they're two very different people.
Jake sniffs. Sean carries burnt burgers.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No. I don't need an assistant. I need a fireman.
But I'm blaming the grill. It was way too hot. You got to fix that. Vesuvius wasn't that hot.
It was the grill's fault.
Yes.
How about I run out and get us some food so we have something to eat tonight?
I'll come with you.
Okay.
Make mine rare.
Hey, do you want me to drive?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Jake smiles as Clay leaves with Anna.
Oh, it's a beautiful night.
Yeah. I wanted to come because we haven't really had the chance to talk about
the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring that up at the airport, but your dad was there and my aunt, so. That wasn't me, usually.
Me either. But it was good for me. And I decided, even though I missed the conference, I'm still going to go to Miami after the wedding. I had Renee clear my schedule for a few days. I had fun in Vegas. I realize there's a whole big world outside the OR.
Yeah, there's a big world outside the courtroom, too.
Well,
he opens her car door.
Maybe she'll come with me.
She stares at him.
Just think about it, okay? I know that you have a big client right now, but they have Wi-Fi there, and it's only for a few days. Plus, I kind of, sort of, maybe really like fun and free Clay and Anna. I'd like to see them in the real world. See how they do under less heightened circumstances. But, you know, no pressure. Just think about it.
She smiles and gets in the car.
Okay.
Clay gets in the driver's seat.
What do you want to eat?
Oh, I don't know. Pasta? Chicken? Cupcakes?
Cupcakes for dinner?
That wouldn't be my first time.
Well, I don't have much of a sweet tooth. Yeah, looks like we're not starting out so well in the real world, are we?
Anna on the phone.
He's standing firm. She supported him when he didn't have two nickels to rub together.
I'm so sorry.
Our niece is a very high-powered attorney.
That's not an offer, Desmond. That's an insult.
Oh. Clay listens.
Of course. He's handsome, charming, a doctor. Did I mention rich? Because he is. He's wealthy.
Very wealthy. The whole package. Any smart woman would grab onto a guy like that and hold on for dear life, right? He should have no problem paying for everything.
Clay frowns.
Okay, garter, veil.
Something like that.
Extra bobby pins. Wedding shoes, that's what we're forgetting.
On the couch. Anna, why don't you take a load off and have some champagne? We don't have to leave for at least another 90 minutes. And you still need to get your hair done.
That's true, but you can't wear slippers to your wedding.
She could get married in anything and still be a vision.
True. You are the most beautiful bride I've ever seen.
All right, I need in on this. Sorry.
Susie joins Anna and Belle in a group hug.
I just wish Dad were here to see this.
Yeah, we all do.
But you're getting to live your dream.
And it's about time. You can too, you know. All you have to do is let go and give yourself permission.
Okay, let's finish.
Anna picks up her phone and texts, Clay, I'm in. Miami, here we come. In Sean's house, Clay comes downstairs with his suitcase. He looks at his phone and sees Anna's message.
Clay, wait till you hear this. What's with the suitcase?
Oh, I'm leaving right after the wedding. It was the only flight I could get for my trip.
Uh-huh. Well, I just got off the phone with my agent. I've been offered the role of fearless leader in Land of the Robonauts.
Wait, fearless leader Finley Charles?
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest superhero movie of the decade, a whole franchise. I used to read you those comics.
Actually, you bought them for me. I used to read them to myself, but yeah, I remember.
Well, whatever. Your dad's going to have a hot year.
What about Belle and the ranch and retiring?
Yes, well, there's a lot to work out, things to talk about.
This is what you do. Why can't people just tell the truth? Huh? Cards on the table. What you see is what you get. Why can't people just be who they say they are?
What's the matter with you?
Dad, I'm not going to sit here and watch you do that to Belle.
Do what? You haven't let me finish. I can tell you the whole... I have experience at this. I can make it work.
Well, you have plenty of experience at this, Dad.
Clay leaves. In Belle's house, Anna wears a knee-length sleeveless orchid dress. She frowns at her phone.
What's wrong, honey?
I don't know. Everything was fine with Clay last night, and then today it's just been complete radio silence.
Belle smiles. Susie comes in.
I was just getting my camera from the car and I bumped into Jake. Clay's not coming to the wedding.
Wait, what?
He's gone to the airport.
The airport?
Do you have any idea why?
I think I might. He and I were going to go to Miami, and he must have just gotten spooked. Everything was just moving so fast.
You don't know that. Maybe he had an emergency.
He would call or text. There's no other explanation.
I don't think that's it. We've all seen the way he looks at you.
I'm going to go talk to Sean. Maybe he knows something about Clay.
Anna runs out. Belle holds her hand over her mouth. Anna stumbles across the lawn and looks at Sean's house. She leans on the open door and peeks in.
I really didn't expect to get this part. It was a silly fantasy. A lot of big actors wanted it, too.
I know.
I just wish I had Belle's blessing.
You need to talk to her, Sean. You need to find out what she wants.
I think what she wants, for us to be living on a ranch. And the minute she finds out that I'm taking this move...
You and your son are never going to be satisfied, are you? Either of
Hold
you.
Hold on, wait a second. You don't understand.
No, I don't understand.
Why does nobody let me finish?
What?
Clay is mad at me. He thinks I'm going to hurt Belle.
Wait, Clay's mad at you? I thought he was upset with me.
I'm telling you, if she doesn't want me to do this film, I'm out. I'll drop it. She is much more important to me.
Sean, that's beautiful, but it's your wedding day. I think you should go talk to her. She's an incredible woman. She might surprise you.
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
Sean buttons his jacket as he steps outside. Anna and Jake watch him trot to Belle's door.
He's a good guy, right?
Complicated. But very good. Exceptionally.
Anna smiles. Susie comes outside in a burgundy dress.
Anna? Please tell me why Sean is seeing the bride before the wedding. Thank goodness she's not even in her wedding gown yet.
Everything is fine, Aunt Susie.
I'm marrying Finley Charles!
My favorite fearless leader in the entire comic book universe!
What?
Sean got the part.
Oh! When we're shooting, we're staying in hotels with round-the-clock room service, and I don't have to cook.
Oh.
And when we're not, we're in Malibu at our ranch.
Fine compromise.
Oh, it's the perfect one.
And it's a great occasion, isn't it? The only thing missing is my son. He's not answering his phone. I really need him here. I should get to the airport.
No, Sean, you need to get to the ceremony. You have guests to greet. I'll go get him.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Yes, take my car. The keys are in it.
Perfect.
Go, go, go.
And hurry! You better not miss my wedding.
I will be there with time to spare.
All right, you. Let's get you ready, please. Thank you. And
Sean stands shrugging. At the airport, Anna gets out of a car and runs into the terminal. Clay stands in an airport bar. Anna races to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, for flight 412 to Miami, we are still waiting for our aircraft to arrive, and it's looking like we'll have a slight delay. We apologize for any inconvenience.
Clay? Clay! Hey! I've been looking for you everywhere.
What are you doing here?
I had to buy a ticket to get past the security gate, but I don't know why you're not taking my calls or answering any of my texts, but I'm here for your dad. He really wants you there.
Wait a second. They're going through with the wedding?
They are. They worked it out, and you would know that if you hadn't run away.
Yeah, well, maybe someone pushed me.
What are you talking about?
I heard you talking on the phone this morning about marrying a rich doctor. Every woman's dream, just grabbing on and never letting go. You're just like the rest of them.
How?
She looks down.
That's how little you think of me. I was talking about my client's ex. But I won't even bother explaining that to you because you see the world through damaged eyes and the truth isn't going to make a difference. Come to your father's wedding, Clay, or don't. I really don't care what you do.
She shakes her head and stomps away. Clay sits and looks over his shoulder. An elderly woman next to him leans over.
She bought a ticket to come in here and find you. Day of flight. That couldn't have been cheap. Go get her!
You're right.
The woman swats his arm.
Anna, wait up! Anna!
He runs after. He chases her out of the airport.
Anna!
What is the matter with you?
6 days.
What?
That's when I need to. On the dance floor after 6 days, just like my dad with Belle. I tried to ignore it, but nothing has ever felt more right to me than you. Which is terrifying for me. And trust is not my strong suit. I'm a work in progress, what can I say?
Why didn't you just ask me if you thought you overheard something questionable?
I mean, you know what they say about people who assume...
And they're idiots?
Yeah, they're complete and total idiots. I'm so sorry that I ever doubted you.
You should be.
So what do you say? You still want to go to Miami with me?
Well, I still have a ticket. But if you fail on me,
Anna,
then
just stop talking.
He cups her neck with his hand. She smiles through tears and puts her arm around him. They kiss passionately. Clay looks around.
Hey, this is the exact spot where you spilled your coffee on.
You spilled my coffee on you.
I don't think so.
It never did come out of that shirt.
Yeah, I gotta tell you. It's not that big of a loss.
They kiss deeply.
Okay, no more kissing. We have to go. After all of this, we are not missing that wedding. Let's go.
They run to the parking lot.
I parked over here.
Belle in a lacy wedding dress.
Yes. Okay, I'll do it. Thanks.
Where are they?
Susie paces over to Belle.
Any sign of them?
No, and no one's answering their cell phones. Belle, I'm sorry, but the minister says we have to start now. He has another wedding to do after this.
5 more minutes?
I don't think we can wait.
Ask him.
I will. Okay. Excuse me, could we just have fun?
No, I'm sorry.
We can't wait. So we do this now, or you lose your minister.
Now it is.
Good answer. It's a beautiful day.
I've got you.
And you look beautiful.
And you're getting married!
to the man I knew.
You think we can make it?
Well, I certainly hope so. You're really a crazy woman.
Let's do this.
They get out of the car and run. Anna holds her heels in her hand.
The wedding was supposed to start 20 minutes ago.
I know. We got this.
Here.
All rise.
Oh, it wouldn't start without us.
You were saying?
Oh, my goodness. We're here. Wait. We're here.
Stop the wedding.
The wedding. You made it.
Anna runs into her aunt's arms.
Oh, I would not miss it for the world.
Good to see you, George. Hey, good job. Sorry we're late. Hey, Dad. Hey, better late than never, right?
Yeah.
So about the outfit?
It's all right. You made it.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
That you be the one to hold my heart.
The women hold bouquets and walk down the aisle. The ceremony is outside, surrounded by tall pine trees. A string quartet plays. One year later, smiling women holding bouquets walk down the aisle, followed by Anna in a sleeveless white gown with a veil. She beams at the guests, who include Susie, Belle, and Sean. At the end of the aisle, Anna faces Clay.
Please be seated.
The guests sit.
We are gathered here to celebrate the blessed union of Clay Castleberry and Annabelle Colton. Do you, Anna, take Clay to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Clay, take Anna to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
If anyone can show just cause why these two may not be lawfully joined together, let them speak now or forever hold their peace. Are we sure nobody wants to stop the wedding? I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
They kiss and beam at each other. The crowd jumps to their feet as the couple walks back down the aisle arm in arm. Text, the end.